I would like to acknowledge the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, the traditional owners of the land where we gather today. I also pay my respects to their elders, past and present. And I'd like to thank Alan for his warm welcome to country. Thank you, Alan. Could I also acknowledge Dr. John Borsig, who represents today the Attorney-General, the Honourable Robert McClellan, MP, our eminent panellists, students from the Tranby Aboriginal College and the Eora College, and distinguished friends and guests. I welcome you all once again to the launch of the Social Justice and Native Title Reports for 2008. As some of you will know, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Social Justice Commissioner is required by law to submit two reports each year to the Attorney-General. These are the Social Justice Report and the Native Title Report. Both reports were tabled in Parliament last week on the 30th of April. The reports have a significance that goes well beyond the fact that they are required to be presented by law. The annual launch of these reports is an important event in the yearly calendar of events concerning Indigenous affairs. Each year, the launch of the report focuses attention on the extent to which Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples enjoy equal protection of their human rights when compared with Australians generally. Each year, the launch of the reports draws attention to significant recommendations made to government for advancing social justice issues for Indigenous Australians. Some important policy initiatives, such as the Close the Gap campaign, can be seen to have had their genesis in the Social Justice Report. So let me turn to the 2008 reports. These reports once again discuss a range of human rights issues which impact on the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. Some of the topics that the reports address include the impact of climate change on Indigenous peoples and the contributions that Indigenous peoples are able to make to this global challenge. The protection of Indigenous traditional knowledge, the challenges of delivering education to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in remote areas, a framework for healing following on from the National Apology, an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander human rights protection framework for Australia, and developments relating to the Close the Gap campaign on Indigenous health inequality. If I may, I would like to briefly highlight one of the issues in the Social Justice Report this year that has been very close to my heart in the first half of this year. That is the issue of comprehensive human rights protections for all Australians, including, of course, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians. I'm confident that in this audience, everyone knows that we are halfway through a national consultation on human rights protections in Australia. The Australian Human Rights Commission has been involved in community discussions on what rights protections are needed in this country. Our aim has been to help everyone who wants to take part in the national consultation to get their voice heard. One of the things that we have done is to develop several practical and informative resources. Copies of these resources are available at the back of the hall, as well as information about how to make a submission to the National Consultative Committee. Although Australia is a great country, of which we generally feel proud, the fact is that Australian law does not comprehensively protect our human rights. Nor do we have in this country a well-developed culture of human rights. As a consequence, human rights are not always recognised or fully respected in our country. I believe, as does the Australian Human Rights Commission, that we need greater formal protection of human rights in Australia, including greater protection of the human rights of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. The Federal Human Rights Act would send an important message to those who make our laws and to those who administer them of the rights that we want them to respect. It should also remind us of our responsibilities to respect the rights of others and of the communities in which we live. I strongly encourage Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples to participate in the national consultation and to put your views on the type of human rights protections that you consider that are needed in Australia. You might find some valuable insights in this regard in the social justice report that is being launched this morning. Finally, I'd like to acknowledge the very considerable work that has gone into these reports. The Social Justice Commissioner, the staff of the Australian Human Rights Commission, and a number of members of the community with whom the Commissioner liaises in relation to the reports have all put an amazing amount of effort into the preparation of this year's reports. Many of those people who worked with the Social Justice Commissioner are here this morning, and could I especially give you a welcome. So it's now with great pleasure that I introduce to you our first speaker at this launch. Dr. Borsig is here this morning to represent the Attorney General, the Honourable Robert McLellan, MP. Dr. Borsig is a particularly suitable person to be representing the Attorney today because only last year he was awarded the Public Service Medal for outstanding public service in the delivery of law and justice services to Indigenous Australians. Dr. Borsig is currently the Assistant Secretary of the Human Rights Branch of the Attorney General's Department. Since he is here this morning representing the Attorney General, let me also just say a few words about the Attorney General. The Attorney has been the member for Barton since 1996. He has been our Attorney General since 2007. In his role as Attorney, he has highlighted the importance of improving the native title system. He's also responsible for the National Human Rights Consultation to which I have already referred. This is the first set of reports that the Attorney General has received from the Social Justice Commissioner in his role as Attorney General. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to join with me in welcoming Dr. Borsig.